Chapter 11. Doves or Pigeons. There are different kinds of doves. One is the turtle dove, which you will often find in reading your Bibles. Sometimes they are just called turtles, but when you see that, you will know that it is the dove that is meant, and not those animals which can swim in the water or crawl slowly over the ground. These turtle doves make their nests in the trees of the woods and do a great deal of damage by eating the growing vegetables or crops. So do the ring doves or wood pigeons, which are larger doves and have a dark ring around their necks. Then there are the rock doves, which we so often see about our streets. You may have fed them sometimes with crumbs or pieces of food. They make their nests in the holes or sides of the rocks, but in the towns they nest on the ledges of houses and other buildings. There are several kinds of fancy pigeons, which are kept as pets, as well as the carrier pigeons, which are so useful to carry messages from one place to another. They have a wonderful instinct for finding their way about and back again to their homes. Well, you will not have to read far in your Bibles before you find the dove. When you come to the great flood, you will remember that Noah sent out a raven from the ark at first, and it never came back again, but went to and fro until the waters had dried up. Then he sent out a dove, and this could not find any rest, but came back to the ark. After 7 days, Noah sent out the dove again, and it came back with an olive leaf in its mouth. So Noah knew the flood was drying up, and when he sent it the third time, it did not return. What a beautiful picture this is of a person who is born again and made to feel what a sinner he is. He will not be able to find any rest for his soul except in the Lord Jesus, who is called the Ark of Grace and is able to save us from the floods of God's wrath. This sinner will not be able either to find rest in the things of this world, in which he used to delight, but will ever be seeking to find rest in Jesus. Such people are sometimes spoken of in the Bible as doves. They are the children of God or the church of Christ, and are blessed with a meek and lowly, a peaceable and loving spirit like the doves. They will want to be as harmless as doves, although also as wise as serpents. In the Song of Solomon, you will find that Christ, who is called the Beloved, often speaks to his church as his dove. Another use of the dove was to offer it as a sacrifice. If any were too poor to offer a lamb or a kid, they could bring turtle doves or young pigeons instead. Especially this was so when a child was born, and when the mother was to bring an offering to the priest for her cleansing, and if she could not bring a lamb, she was to bring two turtles or two young pigeons. So when Jesus was born, his mother came to offer the sacrifice, which was a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. This shows how humble and lowly was the coming of the Lord Jesus. Not only was he born in a manger, but his parents were so poor that they only brought doves for the sacrifice. So he became poor, that we, if we are his, might be made rich. Then there is one other place we must mention about the dove. You will remember that Jesus came to John the Baptist to be baptized in the river Jordan. And as Jesus came up out of the water, the Spirit of God came down upon him like a dove and rested upon him. Then there was a voice from heaven which said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." So you will see that God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit were all present at this baptizing. We ought then to be very careful how we think or speak about baptism. It is a solemn act of obedience to which Jesus submitted, and those who truly love him and are taught by the Holy Spirit will wish to follow his example. Now for the texts. You will know where to find the account of Noah's dove, which is in the 8th chapter of Genesis. Then you can read in the Song of Solomon, where you will find the Lord's people, or his church, are called doves. The offering of the turtle doves is in the 12th chapter of Leviticus, and in the 2nd chapter of the Gospel of Luke. Then the baptism of Jesus is in the 3rd chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, as well as in the other Gospels of Mark, Luke, and John.